thank you all for joining us as well. Continuing with 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily, and you shall prophesy with them and be changed into another man. We're continuing with the most valuable consideration of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian. There is no possible way to look at all that is part of His ministry in our lives. Suffice it to say that just as eternity will not encompass sufficient time to tell of the fullness of Jesus Christ, neither will it be enough opportunity to give expression to the manifested, omniscient, and omnipotent an omnipresent work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We could not live without Him leading our every step, empowering our walk, teaching us to worship God all the more perfectly, comforting our every time of loss, encouraging us in our every time of despair, and making the Word of God to be life in the every sense of the fulfillment of God's work in our souls and hearts and minds. We live spirit to spirit now in Jesus Christ. We are made to be spiritual beings with every source of our essence founded in the work of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as we consider the manifested work of Jesus in our hearts and souls, we must also learn to appreciate and cherish the work of the Holy Spirit in all the joy of our salvation. He is the true gift from the throne of our Heavenly Father, as surely as is Jesus, the only begotten Son. We cannot comprehend any of the work of God and His so great gift of salvation without the expressed honor that must be given to the whole Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Accordingly, we are spending a bit of time with the wondrous and glorious need of every Christian to know the awesome power in the working presence of the Holy Spirit in these lives that we are now called to live. It is one of the functions of the Holy Spirit to teach us to live in the honor and the glory of God today and forevermore. This is so very important that Jesus Himself makes many tremendous declarations in the encouragement and the instruction of His disciples as to whom the Holy Spirit is, and some of the marvelous aspects of His indwelling ministry. Jesus, in John 14, 16 through 19, emphasized the fact that it is the Father who will send the Holy Spirit with the same love with which He sent forth His only begotten Son. There is a completeness put into place through this so great love of the Father. The Son is the means of salvation and adoption into the family of God. The Holy Spirit is the seal of that placement and the means by which the children of God are enabled to live the spiritual life that is now our heritage in Christ Jesus. We see the complete work of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the manner in which we, His creation, are placed in a living relationship of His perfect design. John 14:16-19. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will behold me no more, but you will behold me, because I live, you shall live also. Then in verses 25 through 31, Jesus gave expression to the fact that the Holy Spirit will be the one who will bring the teaching and the truth of what had been shared and taught remembrance. This is but a single aspect of just how valuable the Holy Spirit is in the life of a believer. Consider in your own lives for just a moment all those times that the Holy Spirit has brought passages to mind in the very instance of their necessity. He brings forth the remembrance of the teachings of the Word that we have received or that we have read or that we have dwelt upon. Additionally, He brings to mind those songs of encouragement and praise and adoration and uplifting in times of worship, in times of great need, in times of sublime joy, in times of fear and doubt, and in those times of grief and anxiety. He works in our minds and hearts to cause us to turn our eyes away from us and our dilemma unto the reality of God's omnipotence in action, His omniscience in operation, and His omnipresence in reality. John 14:25-31. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You heard that I said to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go from here. In this passage, Jesus also brought forth the promise of the peace of God, which passes all human understanding. That is the work of the abiding presence of the Helper, the Spirit of truth and comfort. He works to show us that we have peace with God in Jesus Christ. Therefore, no matter what this age is throwing at us with all its accusation and attempts to cause us to stumble and doubt and fear, we know that Jesus is Lord and that He has all things well in hand. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit speaks peace in our beings, we know His indwelling power and presence, and we trust and we obey. Our Lord, in John 15:19-27, then proclaimed the reality that we will face the same conflicts and testings and trials and tribulations and hatred of this realm that was so vilely and viciously heaped upon our Lord Jesus. The world hated Him, and it hates us. However, despite all that this world does in its attempts to deny and defame and eliminate the testimony of Jesus, the Holy Spirit keeps us ongoing in the course of intercourse to the knowledge that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, sent from the Heavenly Father. Jesus lived the only perfect life of humanity on this earth, and then Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins and for our trespasses. He paid the just and righteous price for our death through being the perfect and eternal sacrifice, which is our redemption. Then, by the omnipotence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was raised from that death. He was raised into glory, and He raised up all those who believe upon Him. Because the Holy Spirit has been given to us as the guarantee and the reminder of the person and the work of Jesus, we are enabled by Him to stand victoriously against all the lies and the vicious arrows and the ceaseless attacks of this age. John 15:19-27. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father as well. But they have done this in order that the word may be fulfilled that is written in their law, They hated me without a cause. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me, and you will bear witness also, because you have been with me from the beginning. In John 16:4-15, Jesus also highlighted further aspects to the necessity of the Father's giving of the Holy Spirit to those whom Jesus would redeem from the penalty of sin, eternal damnation. That good work of God by His Spirit was declared to be the very conviction of the world under the judgment of God's holiness and God's righteousness and God's justice. Accordingly, as the Holy Spirit works in the hearts of those yet to be redeemed, His pre-salvation ministry will bear fruit. He is the one who guides all who will respond to the free gift of God into the reality of what it means to be saved. Our walk on this earth is because He reveals to us how we should act and respond, react, and behave as each moment passes into the next. He is our source of strength, and He is our ability to function as we sojourn in this realm. We need the very wisdom of God manifested through the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit to make it through each day. John 16:4-15. But these things I have spoken to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to Him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And He, when He comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of the world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall take of Mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He takes of Mine and will disclose it to you. Notice exactly how vital it is that the Holy Spirit is received by those who believe upon Jesus Christ. If Jesus did not leave, there would be no gift of the Spirit. The two are vitally linked. The fullness of Christ is manifested in the receiving of the Spirit from the Father. It is then that all things begin to function as was always the plan and design of God from before the eternal ages were even in place. The work of the Holy Spirit completes the redemption process in the fact that He is the one who makes our spirits alive within us. It is because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we have become spiritual in nature and in being. The Holy Spirit could not come until Jesus completed His work. As a direct result of the resurrection, the ascension, and the glorification of Jesus, the begotten Son, the Father sent forth His Holy Spirit to indwell and to guide and to comfort and to work spirit to spirit and heart to heart within those unto whom the free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ means everything. Then, in John 20:19-23, Jesus again made it abundantly clear just how essential and indispensable the Holy Spirit is. As He appeared to His disciples after His awesome and glorious and victorious resurrection, He declared the fact that as He came in peace from the Father, His disciples were to go in peace into the world. They were to claim the reality of the free gift of God's salvation. In so doing, in both the greeting and the proclamation of peace, He presented to them the fact of the power of God inherent in them through the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit, and then He instructed them in the reality that they were being sent forth with the gift of proclaiming the forgiveness of sin by the power of our risen Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. John 20:19-23. When therefore it was evening, on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when He had said this, He showed them both His hands and His side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." The thing that we need to keep in mind is that they were going forth in the power of God by the Holy Spirit, but only to the extent that He was their every source of influence and authority. The truth is that only God can forgive sins. But as they went, proclaimed the death and the resurrection of the only begotten Son of God, those who believed upon Him through the witness of these disciples would receive that forgiveness of sin. The power of that declaration is the function and the work of the Holy Spirit. There is another aspect to this, which again is the work of the Holy Spirit within us, teaching us the manner in which we are to live on this earth. When we face those trials and tribulations and demeaning slights from the people of this age, we are to forgive them just as we have been forgiven. It is the work of the Holy Spirit from within our beings who will show us the need and the joy and the peace that forgiving those who harmed us will manifest. We need to be open to His guidance and His work, because when we refuse to forgive, we will find that we are the ones who suffer the most. We will be putting ourselves into that prison of anger and resentment, which will hinder our continued growth into the fullness of Jesus. It will also serve to rob us of our peace and our joy in Jesus Christ. We will continue this study the next time we are together, Lord willing, as we're so blessed to consider the immeasurable value of the person of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is the gift from our Heavenly Father, without whom we could not live on this earth. So be it. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily, and you shall prophesy with them and be changed into another man. Amen.